Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learned is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind, Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner. And I will lead you in our guided meditation today. This guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle, the hurry and worry, and the daily moment-to-moment toxic activities that we get tied up in, and forget or don't remember who we are and how our consciousness is connected, because we were born whole, perfect, and complete of everything that we will ever need for the journey. So with that in mind, I ask all of you that can to close your eyes very softly and listen to the words in this guided meditation taken from the book Enlightenism. And think of this guided meditation more as a prayer. A prayer to connect to the wholeness that you were born with. That consciousness that knows the power in itself. So I ask now that you begin to breathe in and out in a very gentle manner, calming the body as we go into our guided meditation. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in and let it out very slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, there's a short excerpt from the meditation that I would like to leave with you. And that is, regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. I now give you, author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
And thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for those wonderful insights and the very thought-provoking meditation from the book, Enlightenism. You know, when we're dealing in the field of enlightenism, there are some things that happen that we must deal with without understanding that we are dealing with them sometimes. You know, I know that sounds kind of crazy, but sometimes when you're into working with enlightenism, you kind of forget things, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, you do.
And then you forget who you are in that moment. And a lot of things don't come out as clearly as you would like them to be. So that's what happens a lot of times with enlightenism. But anyway, I want to thank you for those wonderful insights and great meditation.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, folks, I'm Brother Malcolm coming to you live from the Enlightenism Zone. I ran into a little problem with the broadcast. What I want to say to all of you today is that when you are working with powers of mind, it is a wonderful place to be. It is a greater power than you could ever imagine. And you can understand that sometimes we have to do things that causes us to have a little bit of pain in our lives. And the pain comes from understanding that we change how we think and live. We can change it, folks. And when you can change something, you have the power to overcome it. And when you can overcome something, then you are able to tell yourself, I am greater than the power that I created or the problem that I created. Today, I'm sharing insights with you about the greater power within you. The greater power within you is enlightenism. This is the broadcast that we ask for all of you to join us on a regular basis and discover how to create a powerful mind. So Carolyn and I use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind. Our message is clear. We can overcome generational trauma with enlightenism. And let me repeat that. Our message is clear. We can overcome generational trauma with enlightenism. You can go to my latest blog, Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenism Insight, and there's a blog on how to deal with overcoming the trauma of generational toxicity. And the message is clear. We can overcome what others have taught us. We can overcome what others have taught us, because one of the things that's important, most of us live with trauma without ever identifying it as a problem. Nevertheless, it is as life-threatening as COVID-19. It kills the freedom, no, silently. It's a virus of the mind. But unlike COVID-19, we don't prioritize it as an illness. We just see people dying every day, committing suicide. In terms of not physical suicide, but psychological and emotional suicide. We believe the symptoms of violence, anger, poverty, self-hatred, dependency, and so on exist because of race and color and environmental issues. You see, whenever we think about, we seek answers for overcoming our societal behavior problem, trauma is not identified as a problem. Who's talking? You'll see people on television or radio or social media finding it attractive or appealing or entertaining to talk about trauma, particularly about those in the form of African Americans. It's about racism. It's about poverty. It's about illiteracy. It's about violence. And one of the things that's important in the work of Enlightenism is the starting point of who are you aware of being. Who is this person that you are aware of being? What kind of power do you have? And I like to share this with you because it reminds me of the work I'm doing in terms of working in the mind, research in the mind, to understand how I became the person that I'm aware of being. When you recognize that the world has prepared a buffet of ideas and so forth for you to dine on, then you begin to realize that your form, you see, my form as an African-American person was not determined by me. And the information that I use to embody who I am caused me to identify being such and such a person. And then people wanted to say to me, this is who you are, this is where you came from, these are your people. And I accepted this. I believed it. And folks, I wanted to believe it because the truth of the matter is, I didn't know what else to believe. There was nothing positive in terms of the power within me to do something that others had taught me. I was powerless. So I learned how to think of myself as a victim. I learned the rules and regulations. I learned all of the things that could be taught about how to live and think as a victim. And I became very good, like millions of other people that are in this form. And when you change the starting point of your life to recognize that the power in you has not experienced any of the information that you've been taught. And this power in you, it's colorless, faceless, and formless. It's whole, perfect, and complete. Now, when I say whole, perfect, and complete, colorless, faceless, and formless, yeah, it may seem like some kind of abstract concept, something that has no teeth to it, no meaning, and it's difficult to identify with it. But what I say to you, that there is a power in me that is greater than my race and color and gender, religion, age, status, and education. This power then is being the historical God, meaning the God that we have been taught about. And we want to believe that the God that we have been taught about exists in the same way that we have been taught. But if I accept that teaching, those teachings, then I also must accept the ones about who I am. In other words, if I am trusting that God is the way that other people have told me, then I'm also trusting that I'm the same way as they define me. And I know that's not who I am. I cannot tell you who you are. You have to discover that for yourself, because you are whoever you are being. And in those moments that you're aware of being a person, what kind of power are you expressing in those moments? So I was saying to Sister Carolyn earlier, we get into moments where things, priorities shift, and we don't want the priorities to shift. We want the priorities to be the way that we have created them to be. And interruptions and distractions and distortions to the priorities may cause us to become frustrated, to say to ourselves, my priorities are greater than the priorities of those trying to distract me. When we recognize that there is a different interpretation that you can give for yourself, then there's a different interpretation you can give for God. See, that's to me clear. You either accept what somebody's told you about who you are, what it means to be a black person in the United States of America, colored African American, Negro, whatever you want to call it. If you accept that about yourself, and then you accept the historical God, and that neither one of them can change, then your awareness of being is going to stay the way it has been defined by someone else, unless you can redefine yourself with a new system thought, new beliefs and values. And that's what this broadcast is about. Clearing up the historical God to bring it into a 21st century, bring this power into a 21st century perspective. And the crucial thing about understanding what I am saying is it's a power. He's not a king on a throne. It's consciousness. And more specifically, what is in us is a piece of God. That there are an infinite numbers of pieces of consciousness that's within us. Some are closer to the source of the power than others. But nevertheless, power is in you. A piece of the power is in you to express a divine purpose for the power being in you. And you recognize that you cannot use the power in you because your purposes are different. If your purpose is equality, then the consciousness within you is not dealing with equality because it doesn't recognize it as part of its purpose. Toxicity creates purposes that we believe are divine. And so we are constantly searching for ways to express this purpose. But it's not a single entity. It's infinite. Look up at the stars. And that when we call night, and you can see an infinite number of stars. And that's what this power in us is, an infinite number of power, of power and pieces that are attached to a whole. And this whole is our source of power. This is different from the historical God you heard about. So that means regardless of your color, regardless of the form, regardless of the conditions in your life, this power is in you today. A peace power. The power that you need or to fulfill the purpose of the power in you. And I'm going to pick back up on this point in a moment. I'm going to take a quick break with Sister Carolyn, and I shall return.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn. You're listening to The Powers of the Mind, How to Create a Powerful Mind Today. You can join Sister Carolyn and I as we discuss Enlightenism and discover how to create a powerful mind. Use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind. Our message is always clear. We can overcome generational trauma with Enlightenism. And as I was saying earlier before the break, when we recognize that a piece of the consciousness is contained within every living thing on this planet, then we can understand that the focus that we have established independent of the power, meaning we have created priorities in life, things that we think are important to us, things that we think that we were divinely created to be. So someone could say, I'm divinely created to be a singer, like the late singer Marvin Gaye said. Someone else could say, I'm divinely created to do something else. And then you have to ask yourself, how do you know this? How do you know you were divinely created, say, for example, to be a leader? Some person said they were divinely created to be the president of the United States, divinely created to be a minister, that God wanted them to be a minister. Who is the God that wanted you to be a minister? The historical God that you heard about? The one that you believe is exactly the way that others have taught you? And have taught you to believe that you have a certain race and color, gender, age, and so forth? Is that the God that called you to fulfill your purpose? Or have you discovered for yourself direct knowledge by using another system of inquiry that has cleansed the mind of all of the historical information that's defined in God and everything else? Because if you have not, then it's something that you are using from the social construct mindset, because it's already been pre-established by someone else years ago. Someone else believed and talked about and began to formulate, well, God wants me to be a minister of God's word. So you had a church created behind that concept, the Catholic Church. The concept of the Catholic Church is supposed to be that all of the priests and so forth are disciples of Christ. They're the ones that's carrying forth Christ's message. Now that's what I have read. But that's what I read about it. But what I do know is this. If you're carrying forth the message of someone you never met, never talked to, and have never been able to define this greater power within you besides the historical definitions of the power. So that's what we're relying upon. We're taught to rely upon the historical information about who we are, where we came from, and then they place you, this information place you into an inquiry mindset where you want to inquire about where you came from. So you start looking in the books that have already told you where you came from for something different to make you feel better about yourself. And what I am sharing with you today is not only something to make you feel better about yourself, but to give you the clarity to know that you're greater than all of this historical data and information that's been used to define you and others. Color, race, and all of these other things are creations from the social construct mindset. They're not divine. They're not divine. They're a lack of awareness about who we are and the greater power within. And when we are detached from this power within, then we create all kinds of notions about who we are. And then we want to be, you don't want to believe that here you are trying to tell someone that the God you have never discovered for yourself actually came to you and told you to go and do his work. And then that's why you see all of the distortions in the work. That's why you see all of the confusion. That's why you see and you can look for yourself and see no one has called them to do anything. It's something they chose to do. Like I choose to become a philosophy professor, a psychologist. There's nothing divine about it. It's just something you wanted to do. So you get into it, and you get into the work, and it's just another job. What I am talking about is self-discovery. Our message is clear here, folks. We can overcome generational trauma with enlightenism. Enlightenism is a new system of thought that deals with direct knowledge. Knowledge that you have of your own. It transcends time. It's not related to the past. It's not related to anything historical. And the primary reason is because you weren't physically alive in the history. You already know that people make up things and create illusions. This is the power of how to create a powerful mind. Our message is clear. We can overcome generational trauma with enlightenment. I'm Brother Malcolm. Bring Sister Carolyn back in to close us out. We'll back, both be back on the air with you tomorrow at 12 p.m. Have a great day. Here's Sister Carolyn.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Long time coming, but I know.